in 2005, I guess it would have been fall of 2005. So I was still a volunteer, and but they'd started Laurie and Valentina and company had started to let me on the radio more often, and quite often actually. And I was doing lots of interviews. I was interviewing all sorts of bands and airing interviews every week. And I was also at that time applying for a school that I wanted to go to, but I'd arranged four interviews that were important to me that week. I was interviewing a British band that I was really liking at the time called Art Brut, and I had an interview with the Black Keys and with the person that they the awesome soul singer that they were traveling with, Nathaniel Mayer, who has since passed. And then the fourth interview was with John Cale of the Velvet Underground. And and by that interview, my like I was just fried that week. I'd done the three interviews, which were in Toronto in person, and so when I did that, that was a long a Greyhound bus night. I was applying for this school, and then I interviewed a guy from the Velvet Underground, and it was a train wreck interview. Like the if I could take back any interview I did at CFRU, it would probably be that John Cale interview. I think one of my questions maybe touched a, like it was weird. Like it touched a little bit maybe on like something about George Orwell and something about like McDonald's. I don't even know, but a gibberish question. And he was not charitable. He was like, "Who the hell is this like dumb child that's interviewing me?" And like somebody kick him far away from a place of knowledge. And so just ornery John Cale and very teenage Peter Bradley and Ken Cheesy. And the interview ended. It was live, I think. I think that one I was in the studio. I'd arranged phone time with his publicist or whatever. And like, let's talk about John Cale's 2005 album for just a second. His greatest influence was in making that album was shaking a can of spray paint as an instrument, as inspired by a Snoop Dogg music video. So like, John Cale not thriving in 2005. That's fine. We still did a bad interview, and I walked out of the studio, and Valentina was just shaking her head. That was the worst interview ever. Whoops.